The Druckenmiller piece is really about who holds financial power. What's unfolding in the South China Sea is about who holds physical power, and China is making moves on both fronts this week. Xi Jinping's trip to Egypt marks his first visit in 10 years, and the timing relative to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization summit is deliberate. The SCO has been gradually expanding its membership and its ambitions. It now includes India, Pakistan, Iran, and a cluster of Central Asian states. And there's been active conversation about adding more Middle Eastern members. Egypt's inclusion in this diplomatic orbit sends a clear message about Beijing's strategy of building multilateral structures that don't require Western participation or approval.
From a business and economic standpoint, the Egypt visit is also about infrastructure. China's Belt and Road investments in North Africa have been significant, and Egypt's position at the Suez Canal gives it strategic leverage that Beijing wants to cultivate carefully. There's also a currency dimension. China has been pushing bilateral trade settlement in yuan across its SCO partners, and every summit is an opportunity to deepen that architecture. The more trade that flows outside dollar-denominated systems, even at the margins, the more alternatives to SWIFT get normalized.
The satellite imagery from Yagong Island is a separate but related story. Commercial satellite analysts have identified what appear to be radar dome structures and associated infrastructure going up near the Antelope Reef military installation in the South China Sea. Antelope Reef itself is a relatively newer installation. China has been steadily building out military infrastructure across several reef systems in the Spratly Islands chain. Early warning radar capability at that location would extend China's sensor coverage significantly into the approaches to the Philippine Sea and give PLA Navy assets substantially more situational awareness in contested waters.
The strategic logic is straightforward. You build a base, then you build the sensors to protect the base, then the sensors extend your operational range, which effectively extends your defensive perimeter. Each step looks incremental, but the cumulative effect over a decade is a fundamentally different military geography in the Western Pacific. The Philippines, Vietnam, and Taiwan all read these satellite images very carefully, and each installation announcement generates its own diplomatic friction.
What's worth noting is the timing relative to ongoing U.S.-Philippines joint exercises and the continued American Freedom of Navigation operations in the region. China has been particularly pointed in its objections to those operations, and the radar installations on Yagong Island would give Beijing a much more granular picture of U.S. naval movements in the area. This isn't just about territory, it's about information advantage, and radar coverage is a key piece of that.
There's also the SCO summit's security agenda to consider. The organization increasingly functions as a forum where member states coordinate on what they collectively call counterterrorism, but which frequently includes intelligence sharing about domestic dissidents and cross-border activists. For Egypt, a government that has been deeply concerned about Muslim Brotherhood networks, alignment with an SCO security framework offers both practical tools and diplomatic cover. Xi's visit will almost certainly produce a joint statement on non-interference in internal affairs, which in practice means mutual protection from Western criticism of human rights records.